AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Russia vows revenge, targeting Kyiv and its suburbs. Ukrainian officials say their forces did strike and sink a Russian warship with missiles. A senior Pentagon official backed up the claim, telling the AP the U.S. now believes the Moskva was hit by at least one, probably two missiles. CIA Director William Burns is concerned about how far Russian President Vladimir Putin might go.
None of us can take lightly the threat posed by a potential resort to tactical nuclear weapons or low-yield nuclear weapons.
Ukrainian police say the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered around Kyiv following Russia's withdrawal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Russian troops occupying parts of two regions in the south of terrorizing civilians and hunting for anyone who served in Ukraine's military or government. Monday is tax day, and the White House has released President Biden's taxes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
The returns show Joe and Jill Biden earned $610,000 in their first year at the White House and paid about $150,000 in federal income taxes. That's a rate of 24.6% compared to the average of around 14%. The president reports about $378,000 in pay as the nation's chief executive, while Jill Biden, the first lady to continue her career, earned about $67,000 from her teaching post at a Virginia community college. Vice President Harris and husband Doug Emhoff's returns show earnings of more than $1.6 million. They faced a 31.6% federal tax rate and paid more than $523,000.
The number of coronavirus cases around the country going up, most of them are the BA2 subvariant that's thought to be 30% more contagious. This is AP News. A mysterious liver illness has affected children in Europe and the United States.
A mysterious severe liver disease in children has the attention of health officials in several European countries and the United States. In the United Kingdom, at least 74 cases have been reported. The World Health Organization says the children came down with hepatitis or liver inflammation. In the U.S., 9 similar cases are being investigated, all in Alabama. The ages of the children affected in Alabama ranged from 1 to 6 years old and 2 required liver transplants. Lab tests have ruled out the hepatitis type A, B, C, and E viruses that usually cause such illnesses. Officials say they're not aware of any link tied to international travel or other factors. I'm Mike Rossia.
About an hour after today's Good Friday services, fire roared through the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church on Chicago's south side. The roof has caved in, likely a total loss. No word yet on the cause. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.